Hi, sweetheart. Welcome home. Had a long day. Yeah, I know. No, actually, before you head into the bathroom or before we have any dinner, I want to see you in the bedroom. There's something I'd like to speak to you about. Well, yes, in the bedroom. Like a good boy. No, just stand there for now. I'm gonna sit on the bed. Now, on your knees. Good boy. The reason that I asked you to come over here before doing anything else tonight, sweetheart, is because it's come to my attention that you are not following the rules. No, I don't want you to explain yourself. I think that I need to explain the situation for you. And quite frankly, the time for talking is not really right now. Good boy. It's so good to know that you can follow my directions and that you can follow my orders so quickly. Well, most of the time. Because it seems like you've been having some trouble following some other orders of mine. Yes, sweetheart. You look a little confused. I know that you follow all of your chores, you drink plenty of water, and you stay nourished and eat what you need to eat, and you follow your workout regimen very strictly. And I know that you do not come without permission, and that you don't touch yourself unless I allow you to touch yourself. And that in every other sense, you are, well, the model boy. But, see, there's this one area that you seem to be having so much trouble with. Oh, I see that look on your face. I think you know what I'm talking about now, don't you? I thought I made it very clear that mommy does not like to hear you talk bad about yourself. I thought that I made it explicitly clear the last time we had this conversation that I do not like to hear you put yourself down. I do not like to hear you belittle yourself, and I do not like to hear you say hurtful words against yourself. You never do that about anybody else. You certainly have never done that in my presence. So I don't know what part of this order that I've given you, you don't seem to understand, sweetheart. Well, you may answer that. You don't have to look at me dumbstruck. You may respond. Oh, you haven't done it in my presence. Well, just because you haven't done it in my presence and just because you haven't done it at home doesn't mean I don't have sources that can tell me when you're doing it somewhere else, like at work. Yes, well, a little birdie told me that you've been putting yourself down and that you've been telling other of your coworkers that you're no good, that you suck at your job, that you suck at everything you do, and that you're worthless. Now, there are very few things that make mommy very, very mad, but that is one of them. I expect you to follow every order that I give you like a good boy without question, and I expect you to be obedient above all else. You're not being obedient by doing that, are you, little boy? No. That's right. So, For that, you will be punished. No, close your mouth. Even before anything comes out of it, just close your mouth and come over here, stand up, unbuckle your belt. Unzip your pants, pull your pants down, and now come over here and lay over my lap. Yes, just like that. Good boy. Here, let me bring these pants down a little bit more. Let me bring your boxer briefs down over your ass. Now, this punishment is going to be a little bit different from the others that you have had in the past. Okay? Well, this time, I'm going to spank you, and after every spank, you are going to repeat after me, and you're going to say, "Thank you, Mommy. May I have another?" Do you understand? Good boy. Now, I am a good boy. Good. I am a worthy boy. Good. I am Mommy's handsome boy. Good. I am worthy of Mommy. I am worthy of love. Good. I am worthy of care. Good. I deserve to be treated with respect. Good. I am a smart boy. Good. I am a capable boy. Good. I am Mommy's favorite good boy. I am Mommy's good boy. I am Mommy's good boy. I am Mommy's good boy. Good boy. Good boy. Oh, your ass is so sweet and so red. It looks wonderful like this. On any other day, well, I would be doing more than just rubbing it. But because you need to learn your lesson and you need to control your mouth, today I will not be playing with this delectable ass of yours. Although I really want to, but, well, this is a punishment after all, and I don't want to reward your bad behavior and your rule breaking with exactly what you want. So, what you are going to do is you are going to get up. Come on, get up. Stand up. Okay, good boy. And now you're going to get on your knees. Yes, and Mommy is going to stand up in front of you. Yes, I know, sweetie. I know Mommy is so very tall when she's standing. And I am just going to step out of these panties. And I'm going to bring my skirt up to my waist. And you may want to close your mouth. I think the slobber is just dripping down already, sweet boy. Well, I didn't really think about this as a reward. I thought this was more of a punishment, but it looks like you, you dear boy, cannot be punished with mommy filling your mouth with my cunt. It seems you enjoy it too much. So here's what we're going to do. You are going to open your mouth just like that. Oh, good boy. You are so well trained, sweetheart. You see, you are so very good and you are such a very good boy for mommy. I wish you would just realize this about every other area of your life. And now, well, you're going to have to. When I just get closer to that sweet little mouth of yours, I want you to stick out your tongue. Oh, good boy. Stick out your tongue and let mommy bring her sweet, already wet cunt down onto that tongue. And let me just slide that tongue between my wet pussy lips. Yes, flick your tongue like that, sweetheart. Very good. And let me just shove my cunt up in your mouth. Oh, good boy. Wrap your lips around it. Good. Good boy. No. This is not your punishment. I'm gonna put my hand on your head and just lace my fingers in your hair and grab your hair nice and tight and shove your face against my cunt. Oh, like a good boy. And you are gonna stay still and I'm gonna hold your head still. Oh, gripping it by your hair. And I'm gonna fuck myself onto your tongue. You're not gonna move. You're not gonna do a single fucking thing. You are gonna stand there like an object for mommy to use. And you are going to repeat after me. Well, I won't be able to understand a fucking thing you're saying with your tongue shoved in my cunt. My cunt fucking itself onto your tongue. But, I'll know you're saying it because I'll feel it as you mumble into my pussy. Okay. Oh, good boy. I am a good boy. Oh, that vibrated nicely against my clit, sweetheart. I am mommy's favorite toy. Mommy loves to use my tongue. And my fingers. And my cock. Because they are better than any body else's. My cock is perfect just the way. It is. My cock is perfect to serve. And please, mommy. I will not. Talk bad about myself. I will not talk bad about mommy's toy. Because mommy owns my dirty little mouth. And only she controls what comes out of it. I have a pretty mouth. And only good things about myself are gonna come out of it. Because mommy owns it. That's what she wants. I have a pretty little mouth. I have a pretty little cock. I have a pretty little heart. I have a pretty little brain. And they all belong to mommy. And I, please, mommy, with all of me. Good boy, good boy. Oh, take mommy's cum in your mouth, good boy. Swallow it all down. Oh, good boy, good boy, keep looking. Oh, good boy. Oh, good boy. Oh, good boy. Oh, lick up all of mommy's cum. Oh, good boy. Oh, clean up mommy's sweet cunt. And all of her juices. Oh, good boy. Oh, good boy. Come here. Come here, my good boy. Get off of your knees. Come here. Come on the bed with mommy. Okay. Is that clear, sweetheart? Is everything that you had to repeat clear in that pretty little head of yours? I want to hear it. Yes, mommy. Good boy. Oh, good boy. You are the best boy. You are the goodest boy. You are mommy's favorite. And mommy loves you more than anything. Do I make myself clear? Good. Now, if I ever find out that you are talking shit about mommy's favorite boy, well, the consequences are going to be severe. Next time, mommy's not going to be so nice. Next time, mommy's going to put that cock of yours into a cage. And it's not coming out for a month. Do you understand? You don't want to be in the cage again, do you? No, sweetie, no. Come here. Turn around so that mommy can hold you and wrap my arms around you and just snuggle you nice and tight against me. Good boy, good boy. Let me just run my fingers through your hair. Good, good. There we go. Who's my good boy? You are. You're my good boy. Good boy. Just relax into mommy's arms and feel my comfy, big, pillowy tits on your back and one of my arms around you and my fingers running through your hair. Doesn't this feel nice, my good boy? Yeah, we can stay like this for a little while. Dinner's not going anywhere. It's still in the oven, staying warm. Just relax. Don't think about that. Don't think about anything other than being in mommy's arms. Good boy. Good boy.